But I preached on this morning, Lord, I'm just going to take you at your word. Now, I'm going to just bring one point out, and we'll get a little bit transparent. I walked in the church and shook hands, and I know there's a lot of people in here facing some news this week. Had some people I came in that I love dearly, had tears in their eyes right before service. That's hard stuff. Bunch of folks shouting today and tonight, and thank God for it. There ain't a better thing to give a testimony to a pastor that the church is doing good when I hear testimony. So sometimes the preachers think, there ain't nobody getting nothing. But hallelujah, they are. But I want to give you this one point. You can take God at his word no matter what you're facing. God will sustain you. And I'm going to read one verse. I want everybody to read it with me and I'll be done. Go to Psalm 55, 22. This is awesome. Psalm 55, 22. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Four of you. Everybody there said amen. I want everybody to look at this psalm. And if you're struggling tonight, facing news that's uncertain, I want you to look at this psalm. You can take God at his word. Here it is. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Praise God. Praise God.
There's a personal invitation there. Cast thy burden. If you don't get anything I'm going to say tonight, there's some burdens we bear. And there's some burdens we share. But there's some burdens that you only you can bear. You know what? Everyone in this room don't have the same burden. I'm not talking about everyday burdens that we share with each other, that we pray with each other. Joe, not everybody in this room has Parkinson's. Not everybody in this room's lost a loved one, a spouse. Not everybody in this room has stuff going on in their body that they don't have any idea what it is. But I can tell you this from the Word of God. Cast thy burden. Your burden might have been somebody betrayed you. Your burden might be cancer. Your burden might be one of your kids that run off and acted like a fool. But God says tonight, take me at your word. Take me at my word. I want you to cast thy burden upon me. Look at this. I'm done. I promise I'm not going very far. And he shall sustain thee. That's personal and that is powerful. I want everybody to hear this. There is nothing you're going through that God can't take you through. Ain't nothing. You might say, preacher, you just don't know. I don't know. But God does.
Amen.
Now hear me and I'm done. Told you I'd be done in about 7 or 10 after. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. That's personal. And he shall sustain thee. That's powerful. And he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. There are some of you in this church, and that's permanent. There are some of you in this church have absolutely been hit at the very foundation of your life. You have went through some things. you thought you never would have to face. You thought you'd never face it. You've been through. Now, I don't know what it is, but you never thought you. And you thought if you'd ever have to face it, it would destroy you. But he said, you shall not be moved. You might be shaken. You may be hurting. But God has grace for you tonight. I like everybody in this room that's hurting. Come around this altar and cast thy burden. Every one of you that's been betrayed, every one of you that's been hurt, every one of you that's got cancer, every one of you's got a burden. Everyone, your burden, not somebody else's burden. They're not bearing it. They're not going through it. They don't even understand you. But God does. What I want is everybody here has one of those. To stand, I'll pray, you come around here and cast it. Lord, you touch today. Help folk just come and pour their heart out. Casting their burden, and you shall sustain them. Go ahead, Lois. All over the house, you ought to come. All over the house.
Bring your burden.
All over the house.
Jesus, leave it there.
All over the house.
Leave it there.
You know what it is.
Bring your burden to Jesus. Bring your burden.
Maybe you've been betrayed,
Jesus,
humiliated,
bring your
cast off,
heartache.
But God ain't going to cast you
Jesus,
off. God loves you.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. Thank the Lord. I'm done. I promise I wasn't going to keep you long. Just remember the announcements, ladies. Tuesday night at what time? 7 to 8. 7 to 8. There's a ladies' event. Bring a friend of fruit. That'll be in this auditorium right in the multipurpose building. And don't forget that. Play practice this week. Sheriff or Neil Hassey and his wife to come. Are you fiancé this coming Sunday, right, the 17th? At 2 o'clock. Now let me say something to all of you. If you haven't joined the church yet, you all need to get in. This is a preaching church, but by what you heard tonight, it's a church that's overflowing with joy. And that's what you want. You want your kids, you want your family in a place where there's some positive stuff going on, not a bunch of junk. Father, dismiss us now. Thank you for the little message, but all these other messages, 50 messages by the church, they had encouraged me, Lord. Encouraged me that there's people getting help. And they're not like sponges and just soaking it in, but they're giving it back. They're using it for edifying. And they sure have edified this preacher. And I know our assistant pastor. And God bless everyone. Those that came with a burden tonight that they're bearing. Nobody else is, they are. God, I pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good night.